So I want to explain a little bit about what we're doing here on the retreat. So we're engaging in Dhamma practice. So Dharma or Dhamma is a word that you might have heard in connection with Buddhism. It has many different translations. So sometimes translated as the teachings of the Buddha. Sometimes it's translated as the truth of the way things are. Or one of my favorite translations is about nature. So what we're doing in the practice, in the retreat, is exploration and understanding of nature. So of natural law, you could say. So in some ways you're in law school now. So you're learning about the natural law, understanding how things work. And one of the encouraging things for me about Dhamma is that it's something that's true about the way things are. So it's not something that the Buddha cooked up or, you know, made up complicated formulas when he went to the forest and now you have to memorize them. It's actually an understanding about how things work in the world, how things work in reality. What is the recipe for happiness and well-being? What is the recipe for suffering? And actually all of this is available for us to understand in every moment. So it's inspiring to me that this is true here in the 21st century, in the forests in Finland, as much as it was true in 6th century BC. It also can be encouraging to consider that there are ways in which we already have learned about this natural law. So we practice seeing what's true, experimenting, and then understanding. And then as much as possible, we can learn to live in alignment with this. So live in harmony with this natural law. If we live in harmony with the natural law, then we have less stress or suffering or difficulty in our life. And when we live out of alignment with this natural law, then we suffer. So one common example of this in the physical world is the law of gravity. So the law of gravity is understanding about how things work in the physical universe. And you were not born knowing about this law. And you can see sometimes babies or small children experimenting to understand what this is about. So now is a physical demonstration of this. So sometimes you see a baby in a high chair. You have high chairs, right? Baby will sit in the high chair. And maybe they will drop something off the side of the high chair. Maybe a fork or a spoon or a carrot. And then, you know, maybe toddlers do this and then see what happens, right? So it fell to the ground, right? And then let's see what happens if you do it on this side. Right? Same thing, also falls to the ground. Right? And then let's see what happens when you're not looking. Same thing happens, right? So after a while, you get the picture, you get the understanding, like, oh, if I try to place something in midair, then it's going to be drawn to the ground, just like that. You don't have to understand the mathematical formula for that. You don't have to know if somebody is running this somewhere secretly. All you have to know is to understand, like, oh, this is how things work, right? So then, say I want to have a glass of water. So I understand from my previous experimentation, if I try to place this in midair, probably the same thing will happen that happened to all the other stuff I tried to place in midair. It will be drawn to the ground quickly, and there will be a mess. We'll break the glass, and water splashed on all these people in the front row. So a more harmonious way to be is to place it here. So then there's not going to be a big dangerous mess of stuff. So we learn to live in alignment with this law, and most of us as adults have learned to live in accordance with this, right? So mostly we know this, and if, let's say, for example, accidentally something, you know, falls off here like this, then I don't need to worry about it because I already understood and have, in some ways, like, integrated this law. So it's not a big deal. I can just pick it up. And it's minus any added drama, you could say. Like the added drama would be like, why me? Why now? Why is this happening? Right? Why only to me this happens? Right? So it's not personal, right, also. It's just an aspect of the way the physical world works. And we learn to understand that. We learn to live in alignment with that. And then we have less stress in our life, right? More sense of peace. So in some ways with this Dhamma practice, we're given an opportunity, these tools and skills using awareness to observe how do things work? What is the natural law? What are the causes of suffering? What is the recipe for well-being, for peace, for contentedness? So this is what we are practicing here. So I'll say more about this as we go along, but in general, the practice that we're doing, this practice of mindfulness, of cultivating awareness, you could say, it's not hard to do for short time. And short time means one instant, right? So, you know, if I say right now, like, can you feel your connection to the ground? Can you feel the touch on the cushion, on the chair? Yeah, it just takes a very light tuning in to notice that, right? Like, you don't actually have to strain for it like that. Or I say, oh, can you feel your hands? Just in an instant, you could notice that, right? It's not too hard to do it. And in fact, if you try too hard, you'll overshoot it. You go beyond that and you just create tension. So in the cultivation of awareness, we're practicing in some ways with continuity. So developing the habit of awareness. So you don't need to try too hard. And it's helpful to recognize that we haven't yet cultivated probably like a perfect continuity. And so just to be very gentle, very kind, very forgiving in the moments in which we're not aware. So a lot of the practice is just remembering and then being aware again, like that. And as we do that, little by little, this habit of awareness, of in some ways like a natural awareness, will be cultivated. So we don't need to do anything too special. You know, like there's a schedule today that looks like sitting and walking and sitting and walking. But basically what you're doing is sitting here doing nothing and trying to be very gently aware. And that's it. And then maybe you'll walk around and try to be aware. So we're basically doing nothing in a variety of postures and trying to bring awareness to our experience. So sometimes it can be more relaxing to consider this, not like, now I'm a meditator, and now I'm doing something very serious and important. I am engaged in my spiritual enterprise, you know. So, yeah, just to take it lightly in some ways, very gently. And, yeah, relax as much as possible. So we'll practice like that for a bit this morning here. Just very gently connecting to the experience of the body sitting here. And we don't need to make anything special happen. So sometimes we have the idea, oh, meditation must be very peaceful, it must be quiet, but whatever is happening in the body, whatever is happening in the mind is actually totally fine. We can just practice knowing what's going on, observing that, and then yeah, there's a lot to learn from every experience, including sleepiness, including boredom, including restlessness. Any of this is all good for meditation. So you could just notice if there's any way in which you have some resistance or striving. Just try to relax the muscles of the face. Relax the shoulders, relax the mind. awareness can be noticing the experience of the body sitting, body breathing. Awareness can be noticing sound, sense of hearing. Awareness can be with the experience of the mind, noticing thoughts or emotions or the relationship to whatever is happening. If it feels natural to rest the attention with the experience of the body, you can do that, but we don't need to strive or strain to do that. Just let things be as they are. Just notice whatever you're aware of. And if there's confusion or struggle, you can always go back to the experience of the body. It's a simple place to rest awareness. Noticing the confusion, feeling that. Or you can always go back to the field of sound, of hearing. But we don't need to struggle to stay in any one field like that. You can just notice how awareness takes different objects and has a relationship to that. Just relaxing, very gently noticing awareness. Just being very patient, very gentle. If you find yourself lost or unaware, that's okay. You can just notice that. And then you're back again. Just notice where awareness is. It's in the field of the body, field of the mind, field of hearing. So shortly you'll hear a sound of the bell that marks the end of our sitting period. If you like, you can notice the sound as it's arising, as it passes away. Just notice how it's happening all on its own, without any effort extra needed. Just receiving that experience. And you can notice even if there's a sense of leaning forward now, wanting the bell to ring, waiting for that experience. If so, just try to settle back, relax. That leaning forward is just causing a tension in the mind. It doesn't make the bell ring faster or louder. See what it's like to be in balance, or feel the suffering of the leaning. You can notice what it's like now after the bell rang. You can see, was there a sense now of being more happy and relaxed now that the meditation is over? So if so, you could notice that and see, oh, like what would it be like if I could just be this relaxed, have this sense of ease, even during the official time? So really all we need to do is just very gently notice what's happening now. So the body is sitting. Do you know that the body is sitting? Yeah, quite easefully you do. So in the next period we have time for some walking or practice in some other posture. Oftentimes the alternation between sitting and walking can be helpful for a balancing of energy and bringing a little freshness of air. So in the walking practice, we can be equally relaxed and just notice whatever it is that's noticed, that comes to our notice. So many times it will be the sense of the body walking, the physical sense of the body walking. Maybe it will be the temperature of the air, a freshness. So just see if we can be present with whatever it is that's happening. If you find yourself caught up a lot in the field of the mind, of thinking, planning, remembering, worrying, you can notice that and then, yeah, see what else is there also. So in the Buddhist psychology, what we call our life is made up of six different experiences that come and go in rapid succession. So we have six sense fields, according to this Buddhist psychology. So seeing, smelling, tasting, touching, hearing. Those are the ones you probably learned in school. And the sixth one is considered the mind. So mind is also considered a sense field, a sense door, through which we have experience. Now, when we're doing the sitting practice, usually the eyes might be closed, so that's down to five sense doors, and usually you're not smelling too much, maybe, but maybe you are sometimes. And then maybe you're not tasting too much, so primarily we have the experience of the body, the experience of sound, and the experience of the mind. When you're walking, then you get more of the experiences. The eyes are open. So get to play with noticing, yeah, what's it like in seeing? What is it like to be aware of seeing? This too only takes just a very light touch of attention to recognize seeing is happening like that. So I invite you to shift from the sitting to the standing now, and as you're doing it, just gently being aware of what that's like, what it feels like as you unfold in this way. You can take your time as you do this. And if you like, you can just experiment a little bit, feel what it feels like standing and swaying a little bit. As you sway, you can just feel whatever there is in the body. Includes different temperatures, feeling of motion or the muscles. I feel like you can take one little step forward, but it'll take a little bit slowly, and it'll take a tiny step because we're kind of tight in here. So you're lifting the leg and moving forward, and just feel what it feels like in that. And then bringing the other one up to meet it, to standing. So moving, standing. You can shift now, take one step backward, so shifting to one side, lifting, moving back, and then bringing the other one back to meet it, standing. So just being very relaxed, you can choose whatever pace it's easiest for you to walk at. You could do walking outside or indoors, either in the walking space or I think in that dining room in the aisles we could also walk, or maybe in this corridors around a little bit. And just noticing as much as we can, trying to be aware, noticing when we forget, and then just coming back again. So we'll try this one for about 45 minutes, maybe 40 minutes. The bell will ring again about 10 minutes to 11, 7 minutes to 11, and then we will do another sitting. And it says here also practice in any posture, so also if you like to practice lying down meditation, that is also possible to do, but here in the hall is a little bit tight space, so it might be better to do that in your room if you're going to do that, or on the sofas or something like that. So yeah, just very gently continuing the practice, including as you go out to get your shoes, and whatever it is that you do can all be part of our practice together. So thank you.